Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Well, hello, 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 my friends. Whew, it has been a minute since I have recorded a podcast episode, and it's been interesting. I have been intending to do it for about 2 weeks now. I actually haven't recorded one since the launch of the Feminine Collective, and I've just been curious about that. I've been finding myself resistant to recording, not really being able to find the words, and I'm going to share with you a little bit about that process for myself, today. And I'm also just going to get into kind of streamlining and keeping it easy and truly like less is more. So I am right now I'm on a morning walk, and you're probably going to hear some background noise. I hear a dog barking right now, and you're going to hear cars go by. And the truth is that, it's okay. Like, it's okay that the sound quality is not 100%. One of my dear friends, Stu, he's kind of in this space. And I remember he said to me a while back, I can't wait until we hear you on a podcast, just walking and talking and riffing. You have so much to say. You have so much to offer. Like, stop thinking that you need to like be in a house with perfect microphone and all this stuff. And as you guys know, about 6-7 months ago, when I kind of rekindled the podcast fire, if you will, I got away from all the fancy technical equipment, and I just started plugging a microphone into my cell phone, and I've been even finding resistance to that recently. Like, I don't even want to be in my house. Like, I just feel this, like, I just need to be like free as a bird and like just share my thoughts. And there's also been a little bit of like planning ahead, which is not bad. And there is always a time and space for it. But there was kind of this like, okay, we got to record the episode for like next Tuesday or next Wednesday. And the truth is that I have like so much to say every day, as you guys know. Like, there's just creativity and downloads and stuff coming through on the daily. And there's often times where I'm like, oh, this won't fit on 5 slides of my Insta story, or or I don't feel like sitting down and setting up my phone and my lighting and like, do I have makeup on to record a Facebook Live? And frankly, I'm just not excited about Facebook Lives. They just don't fully like, you know, light me up. And so, we're going to do an experiment of actually bringing the podcast in-house, not outsourcing the editing, and sending it to one of the gals that works for me. I don't need to like be weird about it. So we have, I am like streamlining my team as well. Like, we are just like going, how can this be easier? How can this be smarter? We have a woman, Charmaine, that works for me in the Philippines. She works full time, 40 hours a week for an absolute fraction of the cost that it would cost somebody to pay full time here. She does all of our technical back end, lead pages, sales pages. She has some editing skills. And so we're going to see how it works. So just send her the audio file and have her turn it around like within 24 hours or less to you guys. Like, I am just such a real time making decisions from inspiration right now. And it's paying off. Like, it's working. Like, it's connecting. It's growing my audience. I think that it's translating, like, you guys are getting the real me, and I mean, isn't all that what we all want? We just want intimacy. We just want realness. We just want truth. And it's not to say that if I recorded a podcast and, you know, posted it 5 days later, that that's not real and honest and authentic and truthful. No, it's just, there is just a lot of creativity coming through me at all times. And I want to be able to capture that. So, here we are on my walk recording this podcast. And what I want to share with you is that as I have been reflecting on the launch of the collective, I am so aware of the expansion that comes when we take action, okay? And also the clarity that comes when we take action. So I didn't quite know, right, like what was going to happen at the launch. I just knew that I needed to do it. I just knew that when I looked at what feels easy, what feels good, it was like gathering women. And as I stood up there with, you know, 80 women at my home, fully dropping in, fully connected, connecting with themselves, connecting with one another, connecting with whatever you want to call it, the universe, source, energy, your higher power, there was a lightness. There was a transformation. Women walked out of there that night like more connected. And why is that important? That's what we're all going for. We're looking for that presence. We're looking for those moments of inner peace, right? And like I find that I'm like constantly trying to like figure out how to get back to that and, you know, get out of the spin and get out of the forward thinking and getting out of the worry and the anxiety and the concern and trying to plan and constantly coming back to like, I'm right here right now. I have everything that I need. I'm desiring, you know, I desire more. Yes, I desire to have more expanded experiences. I'm excited. I desire to have, you know, XYZ, more travel or whatever it is, like more women in this program or this. Like, yes, those are true heartfelt desires. And the reality is that right here and now, I am okay. And I am assuming that all of you that are following my, you know, that are listening to me right now, like, you know that feeling. You know that feeling of like deep exhale. I'm present. I'm centered. I feel amazing. So back to the launch party. Here I am looking at the 80 women. And as I was sharing about the collective and sharing about like, this is what it is and this is what we're doing. And by the way, like the women in the collective are having amazing experiences and connecting and, you know, and genuinely like seeing the value in terms of what we're offering in the online portal and the membership and the alignment videos and the live coaching calls, like super, super, super expansive. As I was saying all of the things that are offered in the collective and looking at these women in my home, I was like, something is like disjointed here. Like something is not fully, like I'm looking at all these women and I'm telling them, hey, come be part of the collective, which is an online portal. And like, you know, we're going to do one event a year. And I'm like, I want to look at these women all the time. Like, I want this experience that we're having right now on a regular basis. And I didn't have that aha in that moment. I did feel in my body the kind of disjoint. There was something like off from what I was saying to like what I was experiencing, like the expansion that I was experiencing. I hope that makes sense to you. And so what transpired over the next couple of days was just this like really deep questioning, and it was really uncomfortable. And I hit kind of this low of like, oh, this isn't going to work. And I don't know what I'm doing. And, you know, am I enough? And what am I offering? Just like all of the quote unquote stuff, all of my like inner limiting beliefs and, you know, I'm a failure and this launch party wasn't a success. It's just like all this stuff. And it's important for you guys to know this because you're not alone. And people that are very successful have these kinds of stuff all the time. I was telling one of my girlfriends, and she's like, you would never think that like you would have these feelings. I'm like, are you kidding me? I have them all the time. So the couple of days after were a bit of a rocky road, and through my community, through going back and forth with a few of my entrepreneurial girlfriends who I respect so deeply, through getting on the phone with one of my mentors, I was able to have the clarity of like, oh yeah, like if you're wanting to gather women, if you're wanting to connect, then do it. Then just do it. You don't have to charge more money for it. You don't have to like make that, like, you don't have to worry about like, oh, what about this person in Australia or, you know, UK or whatever. Like, it's like you just gather the people, and the people that are supposed to be there are going to come. And the reality is like what you're offering for the collective for the price is like you are offering more than enough in terms of the value just with the online portal. So all this to say, like, I was really, really concerned about like, well, what about people that aren't in Los Angeles or that want to be part of this? Well, a few things. What I've landed on is, number one, people are already flying in to have this in-person experience. Number two, again, the value is there. Like, it's okay. And number three, I can't make decisions on what feels good for me and my business based on one or two or three people. Like, it just, like, you can't live your life that way, right? And so I share this with you guys because it's like I'm literally walking through my own experience right now of evolution, of trusting myself on a completely new level. My business is being rebirthed. I'm talking about things that I never thought that I would have talked about or felt like I had enough like knowledge in, if you will. And I, you know, just like the content and like the conversations that we're having in this community are so deep and so rich. And I just don't think that I ever really understood the value. Like, I did understand the value of like the underwork, like the underbelly, the emotional work, the connection with source, the connection with spirit. But like a veil is being lifted right now, and the understanding of it is so much deeper. And the reason why I'm saying it's so important is because of the impact that I'm seeing it have on the women in the collective as well as myself. And so when people are saying like, what is it that you do and what is it that you talk about? It's like, I can tell them that the topics, I can tell them like how it relates to their life and their business. But it's one of these things that truthfully, it's really, really, really hard to like put words to. I have had trouble finding the words to put to it without just saying, just come and experience it. And quite frankly, that's a challenging business proposition. Like building a business is, and like building a super successful business, at least one online, is about marketing and is about, you know, saying things that are going to capture people's attention and captivate them and think that they need it. And it's like more and more and more the feedback that we're getting from this group is like, it's, I didn't actually know that I needed it. I just wanted to be part of what you were doing, Heidi. But like, holy shit. Now I see the impact. Now I see like how this community is. So why am I telling you guys all this? I'm telling you all of this, number one, because I want you to join the collective. Like, that's the truth. Like, I want you to come on board. I'm not going to mince words. You should come and join this community, whether you're in LA, whether you're not in LA. If you are in, like, if you want to come and join us in LA once a month, you are so more than welcome to do that. If you are in Canada or wherever or on the East Coast, like, we're going to be expanding. We're going to be offering like more in-person experiences all over the place. And for now, they're in Los Angeles. So you are so welcome to come and join us anytime, any month. I'm also telling you this because I'm wanting to share with you my process of discovering what is the most joyful and easy path in my business, in building my business. I am unwinding the conditions, the things that people say that you have to do in order to be successful. And I'm going out on a limb and trying new things. I am asking myself, what feels good? What feels easy? So for example, we're going to be shutting down the Facebook community, the Feminine Collective free group on Facebook. I don't love Facebook. I actually love the group that we have. Like, I love the group for the women in the community, the private community. It's poppin'. There's people asking questions. It's a place to go. I want to be giving more time to those women. And what I was finding is that, like, my, you know, it's like I'm creating content for the podcast. I'm creating content for Instagram. I'm on Insta stories all day long. Now I'm needing to go on Facebook Live and do that. It's just like, they're like, write an email. It's like, there's too many things happening and I'm creating so much content all the time. It's like, how can we streamline this? How can we make this easier? And where do I desire to put my time and energy and attention? And so, at least for right now, what feels good, what feels exciting is Instagram, is Insta stories. I love being on there. I love connecting with all of you in my community in that way. And it's growing. Like, more and more and more people are watching my stories and I'm DMing people and just really connecting with my community in that way. And I know that so many of you are listening to this. Like, I don't go back and forth with you on the podcast, but I know that you're listening and I know that you're enjoying it. And for like, it's easy for me most of the time to just jump on here and riff. And so I'm going to be riffing more and more and more and just not caring and taking you on my morning walks and sharing the content that I have. And maybe sometimes it'll be 4 minutes long and sometimes it'll be 20 minutes long. And I'm just asking myself, like, who said that this has to be this like perfectly curated content? Like, who made that declaration that like for a podcast, it has to be perfectly edited and perfectly curated and perfectly da da da? It's like, no, I'm going to do this my way. And I want you to build your business and your life in your own way. I want you to give yourself permission to fully drop in and fully go, what feels easy? What feels good? For me, it's jumping on here and riffing with you. It's getting on Insta stories. It's sharing my content and my message in those ways. It's gathering women in community. It's jumping on these live calls. There's 30 women on the call last week with the Feminine Collective and doing hot seat coaching. Like, all of those things feel so joyful. And you know what's happening because of it? I'm going through my days and I don't feel like I'm working. Like, legitimately do not feel like I'm working, which is like this like foreign concept to me. I'm like, wait. Like, this doesn't have to feel, like, it doesn't feel hard. I, like, literally, I'm like, what? Okay, cool. Today I need to, like, do my Insta stories and, like, write an email. And, like, it's just flowing. It's flowing. And that's what I want for all of you guys. And the way that you get that is by continuing to become more and more and more you. And the way that you become more and more and more you is by putting the blindfolds on and stopping looking around at what everyone else is doing and thinking that they know the answer and dropping in and asking yourself, what feels fun? What feels easy? What feels good? What would bring me a lot of joy, right? How would I like to serve my community and my audience? And that's what you go and you take action on. And in that action, you will continue to get more clarity. Oh, okay, cool. Yes, this is what my clients are saying that they need. This is what my clients are saying that they desire. This is what I desire. Okay, awesome. That feels like a smart offering. That feels like a good offering to put out in the world. Like, you gain clarity through the action. You don't always, it's not the other way around. Like, oh, okay, I want to make $10,000 a month. Okay, like, these are the exact formula that I'm going to do. Even when someone's in a launch and they have the perfectly planned out launch of like, good, I'm going to open the cart for 7 days and I'm going to do a webinar on day one. And then I'm going to, you know, offer this bonus on day four. You know what happens to almost everybody that I know? You are adapting in that launch. You're adding another webinar. You're shifting a bonus. You are adapting based on the feedback that you're receiving and the desired outcome that you want. And so as you go through, whether it's a 7-day launch or opening up a new offer or getting a new client or hiring a team member, there is no formula. What I'm so excited, I'm interviewed my dear friend, Kathy Heller, just yesterday. Her podcast is going to come out very, very, very soon on our on here, and I'm telling you guys, this is a gem of a recording. It is so soulful. It is so connected. She talks about both strategies, like, yeah, if you want to like take some smart action in your business to get your next client or build a business or do whatever, like, yes, these are some smart things that you can do. And she also talks about the fact that it all comes from within. So make sure you check out that episode, which is coming up very soon. And I'd be so grateful if you like this episode, if you got an aha, please take a screenshot right now, post it on your social media, tag me. I would love to give you a shout out, continuing to get this message, my content, out to more people, because it's important. It is genuinely like coming from a higher energetic force field, if you will. I really believe that spirit is working through me, and to the degree that you want to support those efforts, I appreciate you sharing it with your audience. All right, you guys, have an amazing day, and look forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye for now.